Right, we're beginning the second parak of Shir HaShirim with the attempt to learn the Sipurnus as much as we can. Ani chavatzeles hasharon sheshanas ho'amokim. I am like the rose of the Sharon. And the, another type of rose. Let's see how he translates it. Two types of roses. He does a pretty good job here with this translation. Ani chavatzeles hasharon, I am a rose of the Sharon, a rose of the valleys. Okay. So that's kishoshana ben hachoichim, as a rose amongst the thorns, kein rayosi ben habonois, so is my beloved amongst the daughters. Kitapuach batzei hayar, as an apple amongst the trees of the forest. Kein doidi bein habonim, so is my beloved amongst the sons. Betziloi chimadati v'yoshavti, in its shade I delighted and sat. Ufirioi mosoi klechiki, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. Okay, so let's see what the Sipurnu does with these psukim. Okay? Ani, hahamoin. This is Klal Yisrael talking, but very interesting. It's not Klal Yisrael in terms of its leaders, its gedolim, it's the hamoinam bedafka. Ani chavatzeles hasharon noisenes reach toiv bekiyum ktsas mitzvos. I'm not where I should be. I'm only doing kiyum ktsas mitzvos. The hamoin is not necessarily on the highest level with the fullest measure of avodas Hashem, you know, as a tzibur, as a group. But I am still noisenes reach toiv b'kiyum ktsas mitzvos. Now, this, I think, is very significant because people tend to feel that if I'm not doing everything, then what I do is inconsistent and maybe, you know, it's bad. I mean, what I don't do is bad, but what I do doesn't become bad because I'm not doing everything that I should be doing. It's even though I'm only bekiyum ktsas mitzvos, but it's neisenes reach toiv. It's compared to chavatzeles hashoron, to the rose. The rose has that beautiful aroma. The rose is that most beautiful of flowers, and it's compared to that the reach toiv that comes from the good that I do. And this, I think, is very important because a lot of people get discouraged because I see I can't do everything, so I become discouraged about doing anything. And a person, what? Yeah, like all of that's right. Like it's not all or nothing. And, but not only is it not all or nothing, the reach toiv from the little bit I do is not ruined because I'm not doing the rest. This produces a reach toiv. Every mitzvah produces a reach toiv. I could do more reach toiv. I could do more and more. That's true. But do not underestimate the reach toiv that's produced. Kishoshanas hashorin. Shoshanas ha'amokim ha'gedeilo bein ha'choichim. Shoshanas ha'amokim, it seems, is an idea of a rose growing amongst the thorns. I guess roses have thorns, so will the rose grow? Roses grow amongst the other roses that will have thorns. It's one of the pillars, I guess, of I was going to say of nature, but that's foolish. But anyway, that the rose grows up with so many thorns around it, and yet you see roses. I mean, I assume, I don't think they throw away all the ones that have holes. They should all have holes, and yet they seem to be protected. When I touch the rose, I get a, it makes a, you know, a prick. But it doesn't affect the actual, they don't, amongst themselves, don't affect the beauty. Hagadol ben hachoichim, kein ani dov ko b'cho, afilu b'shas gzeirois ho'umois. Now here you have Klal Yisrael, who's only oisim miktsas mitzvahs, kiyum miktsas mitzvahs. But even so, when there's the gzeras ha'umois, am dovuk b'Hashem, afilu b'shas gzeras ha'umois, ulochol eile yeilechno Hashem b'kirbeinu. And because all of this, we ask Hashem should please be b'kirbeinu. So Klal Yisrael has a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking him something. We're saying, listen, you know, we're the Hamonam. We're not the big tzaddikim. We are neisenes reyach toiv. We have some good in us, and even though we're only doing partial kiyum hamitzvahs, we are growing up amongst the thorns, which means, I guess, here amongst the nations of the world and all of the tzoros. And we ask, and we're dovuk in you, even bishas the gzeiras umais. And therefore we say, Yelech no Hashem bikirbeinu. We ask you to please, you know, walk in our midst. And I assume what that means is that as the umais are attacking us and making gzeiras, we're asking Hashem to please shine his presence bikirbeinu, and that's going to counter or rescind or override or dispel all the gzeiras. So we're asking, you say, look, what are we coming to the table with? Kiyum ktsas ha-mitzvus. There is a reyach toiv, but we're dovko afidu b'shas gzeiras. And that's really a tremendous power that Klal Yisrael has, that a person who threw the gzeiras, and the gzeiras come from Hashem, the umayis, you know, they can't do anything. So there's a gzeira from Hashem, and he's the source of that gzeira. And what am I doing? I'm responding, and I'm saying, I'm dovuk b'Hashem. I'm not holding by the highest levels of ruchnius, but afilu b'shas l'gzeiros, I crave and I feel that closest to Hashem. And because of that, I ask Hashem, yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu. Please, you know, give us the benefit of what we're holding on to and the dveikus that we feel, despite the fact that we're living amongst these thorns who are constantly hurting us. And we say, please, yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu, end all the tzoros and so forth. That's Klal Yisrael. Meishiv hokel yisborach, the Sepuna says, Hashem answers, kishoshano ben hachoichim, ken rayosi ben habonis, like a rose amongst the thorns, she'eno gedela ela b'soichim. The rose only grows amongst thorns. Ken rayosi ben habonis, ben ho'umois hametzeirois lo. He says, my beloved, rayosi, my beloved, is growing up, is like living amongst the umos that are causing her tzaras. So Hashem is responding to this request to get rid of all the tzaras. Ki titein eizer revach. You know, I guess that, I don't know exactly how that fits, but I guess that she's asking me for eizer revach. That's what she's, Rayosi is bein ha'umos ha'metzeros, and she's asking, ki titein eizer revach. Yelech Hashem, yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu, means give me some revach v'hatzola. Save me from all the tzoros. We have so much tzoros. And we're still dovuk b'Hashem. Even though we're not holding on the highest levels, it's only mitzvahs, kiyum ha-mitzvahs, but there's a reyach toiv, and we're dovuk b'Hashem. We ask you, yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. And Hashem says, I understand you're growing bein the umos, and they're calling, causing you all kinds of tzoros, and you're asking for revach. Yeah? He says, you know why I can't give this revach? What does Hashem say? Because you won't turn to me in any other way. As the Pasuk says, Hashem, in tsar we remember you. In other words, there's such a thing that that the Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, is when they're not on the highest level of Ruchnius, that Hashem has to give us the difficulties, because that's the only way that's going to bring us to recognize him. We even find that he did even for Paroi. Hashem was Maksha Liboy, and then Paroi suffering more at the hands of Hashem, and stomach getting more angry at the next five Makkas. Being able to stop to think, what's going on over here? Ah, and then to be able to do a tshuva to really end his rebellion. So that's the same thing. Hashem says, unfortunately, loy tifne li be'oifen acher. As the Pasuk says, Hashem b'tzar pikoducha. So I guess that the message to us is as follows, that we don't like suffering. We don't like all the tzoros, and we wish that Hashem would be Yelech Hashem b'kirbeinu. If Hashem would be going b'kirbeinu, everybody would just like it says by the Tefillin, v'yiru Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecho V'yoru Mimeko. They see the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you know, they see the Shem Hashem on us. Hashem is walking Bikirbeinu. They'll be afraid of us. They wouldn't touch us. They wouldn't start up with us. But I can't do that because you are not going to turn to me Be'ofen Acher. And unfortunately, the Hamoinam, even though they keep mitzvahs mitzvahs, and even though those mitzvahs mitzvahs produce a reach toiv of a lemaisa, they're not really turning to Hashem with the fullest of heart, of feeling, and therefore they end up. Hashem says, "I can't end this because that's the only way I'm going to get you to connect with me." David HaMelech said the same thing. Really, David HaMelech said, "Ohavti ki yishma Hashem eskoli tachanunoi." I would love that Hashem should listen to my requests. Ki hito oznoi li, that he would bend his ear, you know, his ear to me to listen. Uveyom ayekra, and I promise I'll continue all my days to call out to him. Sounds like David HaMelech is concerned. He understood. Why would Hashem not listen to him? Hashem would not listen to him because he's afraid. If I take away your suffering, then you're going to have no motivation to call out to me. And the Mela, David HaMelech says, no, I promise. You listen to my tefillahs, take away my suffering, and I will continue forevermore to call out to you. And that's really the yesod of Jewish suffering. I mean, of suffering, bechlal. It's... suffering is a way of, you know, bringing us closer to Hashem, because we tend to forget. We look the other way. We take things for granted. But when there's suffering, so we have to turn to Hashem. We have to we have to do something about it. In the Mela, we connect, and lemaisa, that the nuances of that connection are critical. We find by Chazal, they say, "Lomu nesakro hoyimohis." Shakodesh Baruch Hu mesavel tefilosan shel tzadikim. Sarah had to wait 90 years to have a child. Shakodesh Baruch Hu craves the tefilos of tzadikim. Now he doesn't crave it for his own good. There's nothing we can do for him. He doesn't need anything from us. It's for our good because it elevates us. So he wants us to call out to him. And it seems, so, you know, it seems that if it wasn't Bitzar, it wouldn't be that same Misaveh. So, you know, I always say like, if I was designing the world, I would have given Sora a child at 60, after 50 years or 40 years of crying and begging, beseeching Hashem every day, and let us say hallel the rest of the time. You know, it's also, Uveyomai Ekro. It's not Ekra. David HaMelech says, Ekra, I'll call to you. I guess I'll continue asking you. Because it's not Doime, a Halel, to a Bakosha. When I have a Tzoro, it's, you know, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. I cry and I beg and I, when I don't have a Tzoro, the Tzoro has ended. I thank Hashem. You know, like the first week it's a whole Hallel, the next week it's a half Hallel, then it's a Hoidu, then it's a Shkoyach, and then it's all over. So it seems that we need this ongoing, until we reach that point. And that point is not so easy. So Hashem says, yeah, he says, I would love to take away your tzoras from you. He says, but